Hey, good morning to you again. I'm Matt Hildebrand with you here on C103 as we talk about this weekend's summer solstice celebration with the Friends of Serpent Mound. That's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. We've got Delcy and Beverly in with us this morning with the Friends of Serpent Mound. And let's expand a little more about your organization and then go to some of the organizations that you guys are going to be partnering with this weekend for this event.
Thank you. The Friends of Serpent Mound was, we were actually created in 2004 from a committee with the Adams County Travel and Visitors Bureau. I was on that organization. I was with that organization. Mom and I both were.
Right.
And we were concerned about Serpent Mound at the time. At that time, if you went to Serpent Mound, there was no shelter house. There was still the pit latrines. The museum was looking a little shabby. And we wanted to find out how we could help improve Serpent Mound. And so we met with the OHC at the time. They were the Ohio Historical Society at that time. And discussed with them what it was that we could do to help the park, improve the park. And one of the things that we did was increase the membership with OHC by getting, at that time, if you bought a membership, they would tag where what county you were from. And it went from 6 from Adams County to over 100.
Oh, wow.
And so we had their attention. And
so that's pretty successful.
Yeah. and we knew that we had the community backing us saying we care about Serpent Mound.
Sure.
And therefore, the Friends of Serpent Mound was created in a community meeting. And we went from there. And we have supported the park with activities and projects. And originally, we also oversaw after-hours activities. There's been permit policy with the park through the Ohio Historical Connection where individuals who wanted to be there after hours could be there, but there were certain set rules and stuff. And we were placed by the manager at the time to, he would say, okay, they can do this, they can do that, but they can't do this. And we would just oversee and make sure that they follow the rules.
Sure.
And then when the ARC came aboard, we were basically at the beginning running the events for them until they got used to everything, and then the events got turned over. But two events remained ours, and that was the lighting of the serpent and the summer solstice celebration. Unfortunately, the lighting was canceled permanently or until otherwise in 2017. And it was 2015, I think, we finally moved it over. We moved the festival over to Soaring Eagle. And I believe it makes it better because we can have the festival on this piece of property and people can hear the presentations, they can hear the music, but yet they can still go to Serpent Mound and get the experience of Serpent Mound the way that they need to see it in its beauty and in its pristineness and quietness or whatnot, so it's the best of both worlds is what I think.
Yeah. Well, and I think this setup allows you guys to have, more space, more entertainment opportunities and the like. So, mm-hmm. and do preserve that feeling that you get. I first went to Serpent Mound, I think I was probably 10 years old. And I don't know that you can really understand it as 10 years old, but I've been back, I don't know, at least a dozen times over the years since then. And it really is just a fascinating, an artistic standpoint, mm-hmm. it's a really fascinating thing to see the detail and the preservation that's gone into it for, hundreds and hundreds of years now. So, yeah, I do think that is a happy accident, I guess, for your part, that it turned out the way that it is.
Yeah, I think so, too. Over the years, we've had a lot of different organizations that's helped us. The staff from the park has always been supportive. We've had the number one organization that's always been there is the Buckeye Trails. They've always had a representative. There's also another organization that Mom and I are in. It's the Serpent Mound, the Great Serpent Mound Dowsers. And if you don't know what a dowsers are, they're like water witchers or whatever you want to call them. You know, there's lots of different names, but we get called to do wells all the time kind of deal. And they've been supportive in the background, always helping with the festival prep time and everything. Other different organizations has helped us over the years, but Grassy Run is the this year is a great organization that has at least 8 or 9 of their and their craftspeople, because it's actually called the Grassy Run Historical Arts Committee.
Okay.
Like I said, they've got about 9 of their individuals that's going to go. And Juan, would you like to talk about what you can do at their booths?
Well, they are a reenactment group, and they dress in period, and each booth has educational activities, from throwing a tomahawk to making a rope to doing tin punch, sewing. It's just educational all the way, not only for the kids, but for the adults as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's really neat. And everything that they do is period, from the way they dress to the way they fix their food there and what they sleep in. You know, it's detailed.
Yeah. Period and very primitive.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how they sleep the way they sleep, but God bless them. They do it. So.
And it goes to the heart, because it's way inside of them to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It you would have to do it for the love of it, because it's got to be rough. And all the same, though, very, very, very cool to see the dedication from folks and get to see, you know, just the amazing place where we've come to where we are now today, you know.
Right.
So they're going to be there throughout the whole weekend then, Grassy Run?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so anytime that you arrive, you can go. When you walk through their encampment, you can stop, and they will just take the time and talk to you and show you their little traditional skills scenario. Mm-hmm. We also have 2 days of workshops, and another gentleman that's going to be there that's doing presentations on broom making, with the old broom grass.
Mm-hmm.
John Martin, he'll be there with, as you said, the broom making, and Gord teaching the kids how to prepare their gourd before making a craft out of it. Because some people really end up just saying, oh, that's rotten, and throw it away when it's not. And I've done that. I've done a few of them that way.
Yeah.
And it's, but anyway, it's really interesting, the educational things that we have. Because we'll have the Herb Guild there on Saturday. And we also have archaeology gentlemen's there with their tables and artifacts and...
Yeah, the Ohio Archaeological Society has a couple of different branches, I think, throughout. Isn't that what their Mound City Group, I believe, is the with
is one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's 2 representatives that'll have their collection. So there's going to be like 6 tables of artifacts. Okay. Or John Barnhart is actually bringing toys and guns.
Yeah, he's
and
bringing, well,
antiques.
Wow. Antique toys.
Yeah.
So the kids can take and play with those. We also have, let me make sure I get it right, the name, Scioto Valley Bird and Nature Club, that's going to be there on Saturday talking about their organization. And they may do a bird hike.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of different other workshops that we have throughout the day, the weekend, from... we have the canoe ride. We have, like we've already said. Then on Saturday, there's metal stamping, soap making, making pigment paint, medicine pouches and bundles, what are they and their purpose, spiritual herbs, herb formulations, blending, tinsons and tinctures. Now, I had to look that up. I did not know a tinson is actually what you call a tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
So you are just way above my head there. So.
Then Sunday, there is yoga in the morning at 11, and we start off, and then there's a indigenous style drum workshop, healing the womb rite, the sea stars native stories. She's in a reenactor that's going to be telling indigenous stories from a perspective of an indigenous Iroquois woman. Crystal usage through history, and you know, those are just a few. I know some, you know, some people might be going, what exactly are you talking about? Well, we, at our festival, we like to bring in a lot of those untalked about, I wouldn't say taboo things, but things that people might be interested in, but never knew where to ask to get the information. And this
here
is a place,
where.
Right. It's a, you know, it's...
But it's all based on education, and it's for family and kids.
Yeah, you know, it's family friendly.
The whole organization, or event, is based on family oriented.
Okay. Yes, but again, we do close at 7. In the past, we've had late hours where we've did drumming. We've allowed what I call international drumming for the summer solstice. We've just, unfortunately, been burned by the public too many times, not following the rules. We're closing at 7, but we don't want that to deter anybody. You know, we're still trying to have a really good, but we just want everybody to have a good experience.
Sure, right. Right. Yeah, make it fun for everyone rather
exactly.
than just somebody taking advantage.
So. Yes, so. We're looking forward to it. Like I said, we've gotten such a big response from our vendors, and I've been privy to other activities that's happened before ours, to know that people are just excited to be able to get out into the fresh air,
absolutely.
Out and to do things,
yeah.
You know, to mingle with.
I told you guys when you came in, it's like, it's good to have festivals. It's good to have anything going on anymore. So that's excellent. Glad you've been able to put it together.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another quick break. We'll come back and maybe we'll go back through the schedule, because I know there's a lot of things that are happening, a lot of different talks that will be happening. Again, this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Summer Solstice Celebration with the Friends of Serpent Mound. And I should mention websites and Facebook page. Get more info there before we go to the break, if you would.
Yeah, it's you can just look us up at for Friends of Serpent Mound on Facebook, but our website is serpentmound.org.
Easy enough. Mm-hmm. All right. We're back after this. Stay tuned. You're on C103.